Hey there, this is Ray Higdon, author of Vibrational Money Immersion, Think and Grow Rich for Network Marketers. And today, what I'm actually doing is I'm going to give you some of my personal scripts when it comes to overcoming objections in your network marketing business. Now, here's the reality. I have and I teach a very postured way to answer objections. I believe that, you know, like my friend Eric Worre says, that we have a better way. So I don't beg, chase, bug anybody. And I am what I would consider a master at determining energy and flipping the script on people. And so what I did was on my fan page today, which you can check out at facebook.com/ Ray Higdon page. That's R-A-Y-H-I-G-D-O-N page. All I did was I said, hey, I'm about to record an audio on answering objections. What are some of your objections that you would like me to answer? And so people chimed in. And I do this from time to time. My goal is to help serve and help impact as many people as possible all around the world to build this wonderful business and industry that we love and we call network marketing. So, first of all right, so my friend on my fan page at facebook.com/ Ray Higdon page, first we have Lisa. And Lisa says, some of the objections that she has received. I don't have any money. I can't afford it. My house is in foreclosure and we have no money. So all kind of based around the money theme. And just curious, how many of you have ever heard those or at least one variation of that? Well, I'm betting almost everyone. Okay, almost every single person. And here's the deal. There's a few ways you can handle this. And I could probably record an hour audio just on this, okay? Just on this one objection alone. But I'm going to give you some of my most popular ones. All right. So first of all, understand that almost every single person that you talk to that says they don't have money are lying, okay? Unless they're literally living in a cardboard box, they have the ability to get $100, $500, probably up to around $1,000, almost everyone that you ever talk to. But the difference is that if they're not seeing it as a solution to their problem, if they're not seeing it as something that will help them, then what they're evaluating it as is they don't have extra money to just throw down the tubes, right? That would be, that means that they're seeing you as a salesperson rather than a problem solver. Okay, now there's many facets. This is not this one question. There's a lot of different heads to it. So you kind of got to dig more, all right? But understand that most of the times they're lying to you. That's reality. Most times when they say they don't have money, they're lying to you. They do have the money. They just may not have you positioned as a problem solver so that they need to use some of the existing money they have. All right. And so someone said a long time ago, I was at a meeting and they said, well, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Well, I say you can if you salt their food. And so salting their food means asking them why. Asking them why are they looking at this business? And so let's say, here's a couple suggestions for you. The next time you hear the, I don't have any money, okay? You can ask them this question. Well, with that being aside, let's say you did have enough money. Is this something that you would want to do? Ask them that. Because you may be trying to combat an objection that isn't really an objection. They're actually just trying to blow you off. And, you know, and that's fine. That's fine to understand. Here's the reality. I don't care how many of my audios you listen to. I don't care how many of my recruiting courses that you buy. You'll never recruit 100%. I don't. Nobody does. But you can greatly increase the way you feel by staying in power and staying in posture. And so when they say, I don't have any money, one option for you is to say, okay, well, let me ask you this. If you did have the money, is this something that you would want to do? Now, if they say no, say, perfect. That's fine. Well, let me ask you this. Do you know anyone that actually does want to make some extra money from home? Okay. Now, let's say they say yes. See, and that's known as a little bit of a takeaway. Let's say they say yes. So they say, I don't have any money. And you say, well, let me ask you this. If you had the money, is this something that you would want to do? And they say, yes, absolutely. I would love to do it. I just wish I had the money. Here's another option for you. Say, okay, perfect. Pull out a piece of paper and a pen. And they're going to say, okay. And you say, if you're saying to me that you would do this if you had the money, I'm going to help you come up with the money. Would that be beneficial? They're going to say, yeah. Because right now they're thinking, is he a wizard? How's he going to do this? And so have them right at the very top, I'm so happy and grateful that I joined blank. You know, so if you're in Numis or if you're in whatever company that you're in, I'm so happy, have them write it. I'm so happy and grateful that I joined X. And then tell them, say, I want you to write down 50 ways for you to come up with the money. And I'm going to help you out. And so let's say that your entry fee into your network marketing business is $500. So you can tell them, number one, borrow $100 from 5 people. Number two, borrow $50 from 10 people. Number three, yard sale. Number four, pawn some jewelry. Number five, and you help them out. Help them out with, you know, 5 to 10 suggestions. Tell them to fill out the rest, 50 different ways. Because here's one thing, and I learned this from Brendan Burchard, just awesome, awesome dude. You know, electricity companies, they don't have energy, they make it. Now, I hope you can see the correlation, okay? Whether you have a lot of money or not, you can always make it. You can always make money, always, okay? So help them out. Give them some suggestions on that. And I may come back to this, but let me keep moving on because there's quite a few more. And so Andy's asking me about keeping your posture. Basically, keeping your posture is about maintaining the energy. Let me give you an example. And you know, I hope, you know, if he listens to this, that there's no offense, of course. But last night, someone asked me, they were looking at my my online marketing system that I use for my network marketing business. And he was saying, $150, it might as well be $150,000. When could I expect a return of my $150? And because of the way he came at me, I had to rebalance the energy. So let me tell you how I answered it. Let me tell you what he said again. He said, $150, it might as well be $150,000. When could I expect a return on my money? And I responded, for some, forever. Meaning, for some people, you'll never get your money back. Now, that is a pushback. That's a takeaway. That's a pushback. But it is me maintaining my posture. And one of the reasons that I can do this, and so can you, is you can start to believe in abundance. Believe in abundance. There is no one prospect that ever bums me out. No one person that tells me no that ever affects me negatively. If you had a heart monitor hooked up to me and someone told me no to my business, it literally would not skip a beat. It would wouldn't skip a beat. Why? Because I believe in abundance. And so keeping your posture, one of the key ingredients is having that abundance mindset. Okay. So Will is asking how to tell when someone is lying as a way to say they're not interested. Honestly, I don't know if I ever care. If someone is lying to me, I don't know that I care that much to really find out if they're lying. Okay. If I'm getting a negative energy, I'm going to take it away from them. And so I would kind of need more information on exactly what you mean there. I love this one. Leslie says, Someone says they're too busy. Let me give you the best way to handle that I have ever heard in my life. And it wasn't said by me. It was actually said by my wife. That kind of rhymed. So we had a home meeting at our house. And we did. She did the presentation, just kicked major butt, and people were signing up all over. And she asked this one guy, she goes, "So, you know, is this something that you like? Is this something you want to move forward with?" And he says, "I work 70 hours a week. I don't have time for this." And she says, "You ready for this?" She says, "Ooh, how long you got to do that?" Zing! Oh, what an awesome response. And the look on his face was like, oh, crap. He realized there was no light at the end of the tunnel. He could work 70 hours a week the rest of his freaking life because he's not making any residual income. He is a slave. And so that is the right kind of thing. If someone tells me, "I'm too busy for this." Well, how long you got to be busy? Right? How long do you have to... How long will you be too busy? Are you making any residual income? So at some point you're not busy? Or are you just working and trading dollars for hours every single day? Eesh, that sounds tough. See, you're not saying, here's what I don't do. Now here's what most network marketers do. Most network marketers, if you say you're too busy, no. You can do it in 4 minutes a day. It's not a big deal. See, they try to dance for them. They do 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 do. Right? They try to dance for them. Let me dance. Oh no, you can. No, not me. I do the takeaway. I manage my posture. I manage my energy. All right. So another person asking monetary issue. And so, you know, anytime I ask about objections, someone always comes up with the sounds like a pyramid scheme, right? Now, I want you to understand that I talk to a lot of people and I prospect a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people on the phone, etc. The reason that I hardly ever get this is because of my posture. Okay? If you are weak, no one's weak. If you're coming across as weak and timid and fragile, that's Italian. If you're coming across as weak and timid, you'll get this more often than not. Okay? If you're worried about this objection, guess what you're going to get over and over and over. So how would I handle that? And this is something where you're going to have to allow the bigger you to come through. You're going to have to allow your bigness to come through on this kind of question because you can't be weak and timid. Here's what I don't do. I don't, in defense, now there's a difference, okay? I may talk about corporate America or Social Security or whatever as pyramid schemes. I may do that, but not in defense. You see, in defense mode, you are weak. So I don't ever answer it. I don't ever counter with the, I know it's really popular with the whole corporate, well, does your manager make more than your manager? I get it. That's a good bit of information. I just don't like it on the defense. So if someone says, is this a pyramid scheme? I kind of blow them out of the water. Now you got to be big for this. Okay, you ready for this? Someone says to me, is this one of those pyramid schemes? I laugh. I'm like, are you serious? You're really asking me this question? Do you even know what a pyramid scheme is? And most times, because of my posture, if I had to guess, I'd say 80% of the time, they're going to be so shocked by my response that they'll drop it and they won't bring it up again. Okay? Now, some of them may respond, well, yeah, that's where people get in, and then based on the money, the new members, then people get paid. And all I'll say is, oh, no, it's not that at all. That's it. Don't make a big deal about this. But I'll tell you, where you're getting smacked around is by defending that question. I don't defend it. I don't honor it. And if they push me, I say, well, cool. Hey, I don't know what you got going with this whole pyramid thing, that this whole pyramid question that you have. It doesn't sound like you're a fit for my team. And that's cool. That's okay. We can still watch a ball game. We can still go hang out. But it doesn't sound like you're a fit for my team. But hey, man, I got to run. I got to go prospect somebody and talk to my buddy over here. See what I mean? Total takeaway. Don't defend. If you're defending, especially a question like that, you're going to get blown out of the water most times. Okay, so Kirsten says, what if someone says, no thanks, it's just not for me? I say, perfect. Well, let me ask you this. Do you know anyone that does want to make some extra money from home? See, I stay positive. I don't say, what do you mean it's not for you? It's awesome. It's great. It's ground floor. It's $1 billion. I don't say any of that stuff. Okay. Gertrude asks, what if they say that they're not a salesperson? Honestly, and this is really how I feel, if someone says I'm not a salesperson, I say, oh, thank God. And like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, most times salespeople, they try to oversell this and it just becomes annoying. And so fortunately, we have a system that all you do is you point people at the tools and that's all you do. Okay. Aaron is asking, do we really try to pursue them if they've already made up their minds or just move on? You absolutely move on, but you also drip on them. Okay. The number one biggest problem of network marketers is they don't talk to enough people. The number two biggest problem is they say too much to the people they do talk to. And so if someone tells me they're not interested, I may say something like, perfect, well, let me ask you this. Do you know anyone that does want to make some extra money? Or I may say, perfect, well, hey, I got to jump on this call. Hey, I'll catch up with you later. And I'll follow up with them and say, hey, remember that thing that I've been doing? Well, you know, I just won this, or I just made this, or I just got this, or, you know, and I was just curious if you knew anyone that wanted to make some extra money. So I'm going to roll to referrals very, very quickly. A lot of times this tickles them because you didn't try to close them and it actually makes them more interested. Okay. Someone's asking, it costs too much to get started or that it's expensive. And that's where you can do price conditioning. Okay. Now, I'll still take it away. I take it away on every objection. I really do. And that's just how I maintain my posture and my power and my belief in abundance. And so if someone says, oh, that's way too much money, I say, well, you know what? I understand how you feel, okay? But let me tell you, I have, you know, my father-in-law was just looking at, you know, getting a franchise, and most franchises cost $200,000 to $750,000, and that definitely is one way to get some leverage and to start making some serious money. Most people just can't afford it. A few hundred dollars, if most people can't afford a few hundred bucks to have their own business, then, man, I would look at, you know, that person's life. I kind of third-party it. I would look at that person's life and wonder, man, where did they go wrong? You know, how could they possibly have gone differently in their life so that they did have money to invest in a business that could potentially set them free? So I'll third party. I'll never just be just call somebody out and say, "Wow, your life sucks." Okay, I'm not going to say that, but I may say, you know what? I understand. At one point, you know, I thought it was a lot of money too, until I realized that it was actually going to help me and it set me free. Okay, if you run into people, and I'll do this a lot. I'll turn them into the prospector, from my prospect to the prospector. And I'll say, well, let me tell you, if you run into people that tell you it's too much money, just think about them and their lives and what age that they are, that they can't afford a business that may actually set them free. It makes them look at things a little bit differently. And so, you know, it's something that has, it definitely, most objections, okay, now pay attention to this. Most objections, it really isn't how you answer them. It is actually how you get them to think. Most objections actually don't need to be necessarily answered. All right. All right. So let me look. There's a few more here. Money, pyramid, time, salesperson. Okay, my friend Gene, he says, I know a guy who did that and he never made money. I mean, I just crack up at that one too. I'm like, hey, I know a guy that, you know, choked on asparagus, but I still eat it. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You know, I mean, you know, there's, that's just silly. I just crack up at that one. I mean, I really, and a lot of times if you can keep the posture and actually giggle at some of these ridiculous objections, then, you know, it's powerful and it will get them to go in a different direction. You see, a lot of times people are seeing if they can pull your strings. They really are. They're seeing if they can pull your strings. And if you get on the defensive, they know they got you. You've already lost and you don't even know it. And so if you continue to look for objections that defend your position, I'm going to suggest to you, you'll always be defending. And if you're defending, watch this, okay? Follow me on this. If you're defending, you're offending, okay? They know that they have power over you when you're defensive. Never, ever be defensive. Okay, this is a good one. Andy asks, what if they say, I don't know enough people? That's where you use a technique called leapfrogging. And if you want a detailed breakdown of leapfrogging, you can Google Ray Higdon leapfrogging. Leapfrogging, let me give you a real quick example. I don't want to make this audio too long, but let me give you a quick example. Leapfrogging is, so someone says to me, I don't know enough people. Well, let me ask you this, Joe. Let's say his name is Joe. Joe, do you know a financial planner or a CPA? They're going to say yes. They're going to say, yeah, my buddy Joe is, you know, he's a CPA. Okay, cool. Now, how long has Joe been a CPA, you think? I think Joe's been a CPA for 10 years. Okay. Now, Joe is a CPA for 10 years. Would you say that they probably have a lot of clients? If you had to guess, how many clients after 10 years of business do you think that they would have? I don't know, maybe 100. Okay, 100 clients. Now, let me ask you this. As a CPA, I believe you have to go to continuing education. Would you agree with that? I mean, do you know that about the industry? Yeah, I think so. I think he does go to continuing education classes. So the chances of him being in this industry for 10 years, going to continuing education for 10 years, do you think he probably knows other CPAs? Well, yeah, of course he does. And if he's been successful for 10 years, do you think some of those other CPAs look up to him? Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, in our model, it's actually not who you know. It's who you know that they know that they know that they know. So imagine if Joe has 100 clients after 10 years, which I would suggest not a lot of clients, but let's say he only has 100. Let's say only 5% of them are interested. That's 5 new people on your team. And let's say over the 10 years of going to these continuing education classes and these seminars and these workshops, let's say he only knows, a couple hundred CPAs, and let's say only 5% of them get involved. Well, right there, by you knowing one person, you could have anywhere from 11 to 20 at almost a minimum right in your team. That's one person. Now, do you know a realtor? Do you know other CPAs? Do you know any bankers? Because all of these are professionals and would be perfect for our business. Whew. Okay. That right there, that little 2-minute snippet I just gave you could be worth tens and tens of thousands of dollars to you. So I hope you use it. Let's see if we got any more unique ones out here. Okay. So my friend Steph is saying, I think people don't know the value of starting a home-based business. Maybe I can give some training tips on how I can more effectively convey that value. All right, let me be very clear. If you are pitching someone your network marketing business before you know the problems that exist in their life, you're a salesperson. Congratulations. You need to be asking why at every single corner. Why? Why do they want more money? Why do they want more freedom? Why do they want to travel more? Why do they want to spend more time with their loved ones? You need to be positioned in their mind as a problem solver, not as someone who's just pitching and hawking an opportunity. Okay? That's very powerful. All right, so I'm going to end this. And again, for those of you who maybe have not downloaded my book and grabbed a copy of my book with that really, really awesome bonus, you can grab my book, Vibrational Money Immersion, Think and Grow Rich for Network Marketers at rayhigdon.com/the VMI book. So I hope that helps you. Please, 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 if you listen to this and it's on my blog, please comment. Please, you know, Facebook share this. If you like me doing this and you know, giving you tons of value for absolutely free, please comment and share this. I greatly appreciate you, and I hope that this impacts your life and your business. Thank you so much. This is Ray Higdon. Bye-bye.